Unlike Hrishikesh Mukherjee's first directorial venture, Musafir, Kali Charan, the first film Subhash Ghai directed, went on to become one of the biggest blockbusters of its time. And ever since, barring a couple of films, every single film that Subhash Ghai has directed has been a national and an international chartbuster. I wanted Subhash Ghai to be a part of this tribute, not only because he's a multi-talented man with an impeccable sense of music like Hrishikesh Mukherjee, but also because of the deep love he has for the legendary filmmaker and the love that Hrishikesh Mukherjee too had for him. When I told Subhash Ghai it was his film Saudagar that was one of my personal favorites, I was delighted to find out that Hrishikesh Mukherjee too liked that film very much.
See, I was surprised when he was a chairman of a Filmfare jury. And I was awarded as a director of Saudagar, for film Saudagar. And I was surprised at why I got as a director for Saudagar. Because there were so many good films at that time. Lame was there, Hina was there, you know. And many other good films were there. So I was wondering tonight. We came to know after next week that who was the jury, who was the chairman. I came to know the Rishida chairman, and Rishida chose Saudagar as a best director. Then I was smiling at him, and then came to Monday, you know. And then when I happened to meet him, I asked him this question. I said, Rishida, how come you have given me as a best director in Filmfare? I'm wondering, you know, because I don't think it deserves, other people deserve more. And I was very honest about it with all my humility. But then he said, Subhash, remember, you see, when we were discussing jury, I told them ki it was so tough, it is so tough for a director to make a film with two huge veterans and two newcomers, taking totally opposite. Right. All four characters are major characters. Vivek Mushran and Manisha Koirala, Dilip Kumar and Rajkumar was not an easy proposition for any director, whatever the script be. So the best director had to be given to you because you handled them so well. You got performance equally from the newcomer as you took a performance with Dilip Kumar as well. And that time I came to know, oh God, I am worth of it. Finally, I have to work better now.
In me se koi bhi nahi, main sapno ka saudagar.
When I came out of the Film Institute of Pune in late 60s or 70, early 70s, and Hrishikesh Mukherjee and Hrishida used to come to our institute as a guest lecturer, and we always regarded him as a great editor, great storyteller. So I still remember then we used to appreciate in the institute that he was a great editor and storyteller. So when I came to Bombay, I used to go to him as an actor for the to get the role, and then he would promise me. But it was always had been a very learning moment for me. Whenever I used to go to him, his house, he was a very lovable man, and very responsive to the newcomers, you see. And when he was making Satyakam, he selected a few boys from Film Institute over there. Best quality in Rishida's films were that he would always go with the character. He will pick up a character. He will ask his character to speak simple languages and create a humor. So in all, he would tell probably a painful story, but with a lot of humor and characterization. And in a very simple manner, in a very simple speaking, he would not flaunt with his technique, not flaunt with his style. And his character will take you into a different world, a believable world. So he did not make it larger than life, but he make it very close to the life films. I liked about him.
एक बात पूछूं मिसेस रिटीसा, आप ये सब जायदाद राजकुमार को दे रही हैं। आप ठहरी क्रिश्चियन और वो हिंदू, आपका और उसका क्या रिश्ता है?
बहुत पुराना रिश्ता है। जब हिंदू क्रिश्चियन पैदा भी नहीं हुआ था तब का रिश्ता है। वो हमारा बेटा हम उसका माँ है।
देखा छोड़ के किस रास्ते वो जाते हैं, सारे रास्ते वापस मेरे दिल को आते हैं। नहीं सामने, नहीं सामने ये अलग बात है,
This beautiful song from Subhash Ghai's film Taal pretty much sums up maybe the feelings that all of us have of Rishi Da, who's no longer with us. Subhash Ghai then shared with me the influences in his life as a film director, why Rishi Da was such an intrinsic part of those influences, and why he has a place not only in his heart but his film institute, Whistling Woods, the biggest one in Asia, for Rishi Da and his work.
Actually, I was quite influenced by Biman Roy and Gurudutt and Rishi Ghatak, who Bengali, Rishi Ghatak, the filmmaker from Bengal, was our teacher in the Film Institute. I had a 2 years training there. So, the Bengali genius was there in filmmaking, and I was really impressed by them. So, Rishi Ghatak was part of the whole group. So he started as an editor, then he started as a director, then he became a writer-director and all that again. He was the filmmaker who taught everybody that films are made on writing table and editing table, not on shooting. So he was the person who taught everybody, all of us. I remember that he was very fond of me. And continuously when I became a director, he used to call me, he says, "Sir, Subhash, you are doing very fine, I saw your film. Making own kind of film, but I love those films." So my constant touch with him for all these years was, though we did not meet much in person, but we had a great love and affection with each other. So and so that till today, you know, if at all, our Whistling Woods film shoot we have in Bombay, largest in Asia. So we have all his trophies have been transferred to our institute. Because his grandchildren sent us around about 220 trophies, you know, because they did not have a place. So, so they transferred all those trophies to the gallery of the Film Institute, recently called Whistling Woods, and that is promoted by my company. You can understand that when we accept his all trophies and place it in the Film Institute, which abhi tak kisi filmmaker ka nahi kiya humne, we have not done so far. How much respect and regard we have. We all respect him, and Whistling Woods also. When we show his film when he died, we had a function for him, and we had a festival, Whistling Woods festival over there. The students, his film is absolutely a textbook for our Whistling Woods students. Rishi's question, because he has his own school now, so they and the students of our Whistling Woods school also calling, you know, whether they're making a Satyajit Ray kind of film or Rishikesh Mukherjee. It's called a mid-path cinema, we call it, you know. But it is neither the heavy cosmetic film, or neither the too art, they're not being understood. It's just picked up with the day-to-day routine life, you know, and with issues and various relationships. So our students also prefer to make Rishi Da kind of a movie, because they are simple, they are cost-effective, they are though not much demanding, and they express the story and characters in a very simplistic and very budgeted, within a limited budget. But budget was also his plus point. He never made an extra expensive film.
I asked Subhash Ghai which Rishikesh Mukherjee film does he look at each time and say, "I wish I had directed that film," and which are his two most favorite Rishikesh Mukherjee films?
I think Anand. My favorite was Anand. My favorite was Abhiman.
How was I?
हमारी मुश्किल मालूम क्या है, हम आने वाले गम को खींच तान कर आज की खुशी पे ले आते हैं और उस खुशी में जहर घोल देते हैं। बाबू शाह मैं आज थोड़ी मरने वाला हूँ, और अगर मर भी गया तो तुम्हारा पीछा छोड़ने वाला नहीं हूँ, यही रहूंगा यहाँ तुम्हारे साथ।
हाँ आनंद, मैं जानता तू मेरा हिस्सा हो गया, मेरे जीने का हिस्सा, बस एक ही चीज नहीं रहेगी मेरे पास।
क्या?
तुम्हारी आवाज, तुम्हारी ये पक पक।
तो फिर चलो मेरी ये पक पक रिकॉर्ड कर लो, लेकिन हाँ सबसे पहले तुम्हारी ये कविता रिकॉर्ड करें।
कौन सी?
वही जो तुमने कॉलेज में लिखी थी, जिसमें तुमने कहा था ओ मौत तुम एक कविता हो। चलो चलो।
मौत तू एक कविता है, मुझसे कविता का वादा है, मिलेगी मुझको डूबती नब्जों में जब दर्द को नींद आने लगे, जर्द सा चेहरा लिए चांद उफक तक पहुंचे, दिन न भी पानी में हो रात किनारे के करीब, ना अंधेरा ना उजाला हो, ना अभी रात ना दिन, जिस्म जब खत्म हो और रूह को जब सांस आए, मुझसे एक कविता का वादा है, मिलेगी मुझको।
I then asked Subhash ji, which film does he look at each time and say to himself, I just could not have done this any better than Rishida.
It was a very, very, I don't think I could have done better, because it was only he understood all characters and he played with them so well over there. And that was a beautiful film. So many beautiful films. I'm not remembering the time, but I know I saw each and every of his film, and practically I loved it.
Our conversation then turned to how economical Rishida was, how he was totally a producer's director and did not allow any wastage on the sets, and also Rishida's quirks, his penchant for being a prankster, a sense of humor, and Subhash Kai shared a cute little story about Rishida.
He would take a whole scene in 2 hours and artists would wonder ki main 8 ghante ke liye employee kiya aur 2 ghante mein mera scene khatam ho gaya, aisa kaise ho gaya, because 4 ghante wo chess khelte rahe the.
When I told Subhash ji that I was very appreciative of the fact that in spite of having just returned from abroad and having a very tight schedule, he still took the time to talk to me, he said,
thanks for rather having such program, you know, to encourage the new coming generation about these kind of people who are institutions, who have been on school of cinema, and they will live long, you see, this kind of cinema. And rather, I would congratulate you. Because our next generation of filmmakers need education. It's very important.
My conversation with Subhash Ghai gave me hope that finally the kind of cinema that Hrishikesh Mukherjee stood for is making a comeback in the Indian film industry, and that stalwarts of cinema like Subhash Ghai himself have an institute that teaches students from across the world how to make films like Hrishikesh Mukherjee. This is Kavita Chibber. I'd like to thank Subhash Ghai for taking the time to talk to me and Sachin Bhaumik for making this interview happen. Subhash Ghai told me that his favorite Hrishikesh Mukherjee film song was Kahin Dur Jab Din Dhal Jaye, but I would like to leave you with a beautiful number from Subhash Ghai's own film Kisna, which says it all.
Hum hai is pal yahan, jaani hoon kal kahan.